This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's David Walsh. People who drive GM electric vehicles are now going to be able to use Tesla superchargers to power up. GM announced it is starting to sell an approved adapter that will let people connect to the Tesla network. David, what do we know about this adapter, and more importantly, how much is it going to cost?
It costs $225. People own GM EVs, that's Cadillac, Chevrolet, and if you have a Hummer, it'll work there too. And $225, you go on GM's app or their website and get it. In a couple months, you'll be able to get it at dealers. And it looks about the size of like a coffee grinder if you have one at home. I guess that's the first thing that jumped out at me. And you put it onto the charger and put it in the port of your car, and you can use Tesla's fast chargers. And look, the good thing about that is fast chargers can get you from, say, 20% charge up to 80%, about half an hour, give or take, depending on the vehicle.
That's pretty good.
People have been afraid to buy EVs. Yeah, it's pretty good. People have been afraid to buy EVs because they don't want to get stranded out on the highway with a road trip. And there are a lot of Tesla chargers out on the highways, and so if you're chugging along and you got 100 miles to go, and pull over, get some coffee, maybe get lunch, come back out, and you're at least 80% charged, you can get where you need to go. It takes away one of the fear points for getting an EV. And for General Motors, it happens at a very opportune time. They're right in the middle of ramping up production of their Chevy Blazer EV, which starts for under $50,000, and their Chevy Equinox EV, which starts at $42,000. And there will be a $35,000 version coming out before too long. So they're launching more EVs, different varieties of them, more production, so they'll have more inventory right around the time when anyone who buys one can now use Tesla's bigger and much more reliable charging network.
Now, there are cheaper adapters that people can use, but there are problems with going that route, right?
There are, in fact. So I just leased a Cadillac EV pretty recently. They have amazing deals on leases these days. And the dealer told me, hey, you can go on Amazon for $50 or $100 and buy some adapters. If something happens to your battery because of this adapter, they could void your warranty for it. So you have to be careful with that. I don't know that a lot happens, I don't know that you end up damaging the battery or the vehicle with these things, but that is an issue. So this one is approved by GM. It's been developed in conjunction with Tesla. It was a deal that was announced by GM CEO Mary Barra and Tesla's Elon Musk in 2023. So this is the real deal. It costs more than the ones on Amazon, but if anything happens, it doesn't void your warranty. It's on the companies.
So you may have touched on this just briefly, but it is kind of a selling point for GM to say that they have an adapter that will let you use the fast chargers.
That's right. Consumer Reports has done studies on this, and the Tesla charging network is something like 96% reliable. In other words, you show up for a charger, the app tells you it's available, and it works 95, 96% of the time it works. That's not the case with the multitude of other charging companies out there. Those can be, I think, on average, last J.D. Power or Consumer Reports I looked at, that it was something like 80%. So, and that's been a problem for people with EVs. The apps they have say, hey, there are chargers available at this location. They show up, and either every one of them is being used by somebody, or some of them are just out of order, and they drive someplace and can't charge.
Yeah, and a lot of people
are working on improving that, but it's not as good as Tesla's network.
And a lot of times you show up there and the copper wiring's been stolen out of it.
There's that too, yeah. There have just been all kinds of problems. And Tesla has just done a really good job of building out the network. They add chargers all the time. It's reliable, and they've got them. They've been doing this longer than everybody, so they kind of know where to put them, too, in a lot of cases.
That is Bloomberg's David Welsh. You can hear our Tech and Business Reports weekdays at 12:30 right here on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology weekdays coming at you at 8 a.m.